part of it you'll hear it through negations. The other way you'll hear it is if they use comparative deletions. Okay, by the way, a negation is a little red flag. So if you hear negations that say, oop, there's some away from component. Oop, there's some more away from component. Comparative deletions are words like what? More than, better than, less than, greater than, most, best. So if they use words like that, if they use comparative deletions, you're listening for those, and you hear those and you go, huh, there's a red flag. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's an away from component on the value, but there could be an away from component. Because if you say, why is money important to you, and they say, well, so that I can have more fun. The question is, more than what, or compared to what? But what that means is that there's some sort of disconnect, like, does that mean that they're not having fun now? Right, which it could mean that, in which case there could be some away from component underneath there. But it doesn't necessarily mean that. That's just a red flag possibility. So when you hear comparative deletions, you go, maybe there's a little away from under there, maybe not, but that is a little red flag. Okay? If you say, well, why is it important to you to have to have love in your relationship? And they say, well, so I can have a better connection with my partner. Better connection, that's a comparative deletion. Better than what would be the question, but you don't ask them that. You just go in your own mind, you go, better connection with my partner, that's a red flag as well. There's likely to be some away from, though we're not sure. That's just a little red flag. Red flags would be modal operators of necessity. Whenever you hear modal operators of necessity, that's a red flag. You know there's some away from component there on that value. No.
Otherwise, how would they keep up my right? Keep up all the.
Don't worry about it. They'll be able to do it. Yeah. Modal operators of necessity is. Modal operators of necessity is. So you say, why is love important to you in the context of relationship? And they go, well, because I just need to have it. Because I have to have that connection with my partner. Because I need to have more of a connection with my partner. Why is money important to you? Because I need to pay the bills. Because I have to pay the bills. Because I've got to feed my kids. Got to, have to, need to, because I must. All those are modal operators of necessity. Anytime you hear those, or if you hear negations, or if you hear comparative deletions, those are all red flags. Because I can pay my bills would not necessarily be a red flag. Paying the bills would be, in that case, it could be a toward goal. I think to the extent that they focus just on paying the bills, that they're going to be short-sighted and limited in terms of their ability to really produce results. So I would hope that they would, like, maybe they're at a place where that really gets to be the goal in the beginning, and then they can proceed beyond that. In which case I'm fine. So I would say I pay a little bit of attention to it, but it could be toward. Yeah. Because that's a modal operator of possibility rather than necessity. Yeah. So those are the things that we're going to look for: negations, comparative deletions, and modal operators of necessity. And that's going to tell us the motivation direction. We're going to ask them, why is that important to you? Why is that important to you? Why is that important to you? We're going to listen for poundage on either side. And we'll go after a little while and we get an idea and a feel for the poundage. We're going to turn to the client and we're going to say, ask your unconscious mind, what percentage of your motivation on that value is toward what you want, and what percentage is away from what you don't want? And just, I'm more interested in your unconscious response than your conscious response. Just throw out a number to me. And they go, yeah, so what you're doing after you do one, no, this is one at a time. So you've done the first value, you've listened for poundage, and you go, okay, just turn inside and ask your unconscious mind, what percentage of this value is toward what you want, and what percentage is away from what you don't want? Yep. Yep. And they go, 60% toward, 40% away. And then what you do is you write that down next to the value. Yeah. You would then write that down next to the value. 60%. Yeah, and then you go down the list like that. Then you go, okay, let's look at the number two value, respect. Why is that important to you? And you're going to listen for poundage. You're going to be paying attention to negations, comparative deletions, and modal operators of necessity. And they're going to talk. Once you've got an idea for the poundage, Then you're going to say, okay, just ask your unconscious mind, what percentage of respect is toward what you want and what percentage away from what you don't want? And they'll throw out some numbers and you write those percentages down. Then you move on to the third one. You do the same thing. Why is that value important to you? Third one. Okay. Well, is that what it says in your book? Okay. No, that's a different, you're on something different. Yeah, syntax is a different story than what we're talking about now. But no worries. So you're going to go on each value. You're going to ask them, why is that important? Why is that important? You're going to listen for negations, comparative deletions, and modal operators of necessity. And negation. Because I don't want to... Yeah. And then what's going to happen is after you've trained the client's unconscious mind to understand the difference between a toward and away from on the value, like, and you'll have done that by value 5 or 6. After you get to value 6, you can just jump, you can skip the whole why is that important thing, and you can just say, ask your unconscious mind what percentage of this value is toward what you want and what percentage is away from. Just give me a number, and they'll throw some number out, and you'll write the numbers down. So it'll save you time. If by the sixth value, you just start saying, okay, what percentage of this is toward and what percentage away? Ask your unconscious mind, and they throw out a number. And you'll do that for the rest of them. Otherwise, it'll take way too long. And the idea is to be as complete as you can while simultaneously making the process move as quickly as you can. Because even doing this quickly and completely, it takes a little while to really do it, to get in there and dig it out. So you want to speed the process up wherever you can. Okay, and after values number 6, after number 6 or 7, you just say, okay, ask your unconscious mind what percentage is toward, what percentage is away, because the client's unconscious mind will be trained to recognize that at that point. Now, that's motivation direction. The next type of conflict that somebody could have is a toward conflict. A toward conflict would be what we call simultaneous incongruity. For example, somebody says, I'll give you a brief overview and then we'll come back and we'll discuss this afterwards. Toward conflict, and so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail at this point on the next three types of conflicts. We'll cover them in more detail after we've elicited the first type of conflict, okay? So a toward conflict is simultaneous incongruity. This is where somebody says, well, I have a conflict between compensation and freedom because I don't feel that I can make the kind of money I want to make and have the freedom that I want to have. That's called a toward conflict, where they're moving toward money and they're moving toward freedom, yet they feel that some level freedom and money are in conflict. Now, some people would see no conflict in that. Others would. So you've got to, once we've identified all the toward away from conflicts, the motivation direction, then we're going to say, okay, do any of your values look like they're in conflict? And they go, oh yes, I can't have the fun I want if I'm making the compensation that I want. Does that make sense? That's an example of what we call a toward conflict, where they look at their values hierarchy and they go, oh my gosh, that one isn't in conflict with that one. Yeah, that would be a toward conflict, in which case we'd use parts integration. Then we also have what we call toward away conflicts. Toward away conflicts is where there's sequential incongruity. That's where the person says they're moving toward intimacy, but away from abandonment, for example. Like they want intimacy, but at the same time they're moving away from abandonment. So they're moving toward intimacy, but they're afraid of being abandoned. That would be a toward away conflict. Then we have away from conflicts, which is kind of like, here, think of, first let's go back to the toward away, because I'll identify this a little bit better so you can see. Like in a relationship, that would be like, here, come closer, but don't come too close, because I don't want to be hurt. Yeah, that's a toward away. That's a toward away from conflict. Here, come closer, but don't come too close because I don't want to be hurt. That's a toward away from conflict.